Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Georgia and Kate with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, haven't made a trip to the 2023 Brisbane Art Design Program yet? You still have time, as the program is running until the 28th of May. The program is activating three neighbourhoods bringing art lovers to the suburbs for workshops, pop-up events and presentations. This year is the third running, with more than 150 cultural events and exhibitions highlighting the theme culture.
Community and council groups reopen West End Croquet Club as respite facility for rough sleepers during the Panayiri Festival. Volunteers will provide respite and care services to the homeless community living at Musgrave Park, as the Greek Festival limits access to the entire park this weekend. While an area has been designated to the homeless residents with some access to facilities, Brisbane City Councillor Trina Macy stressed a need for further support from the community.
In national news, an anonymous woman who books drag queen book appearances has commented on the growing number of cancellations due to tensions. This in the wake of Goulburn Mulwarrie Council calling off Betty Confetti's book appearance due to intimidating threats from community members towards staff. Melbourne-based drag queen Ashley Madison argued that the cancellation of appearances has nothing to do with drag, noting its popularity in pop culture such as Rocky Horror Picture Show and Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. The discrimination, Madison argues, instead comes from being queer. Madison urges for councils to not give in to extremist threats and set an example for the community.
The World Meteorological Organization has warned that the Australian government must intensify their climate goals or risk harming security ties. Australia is failing its net zero by 2050 goal by at least 2 degrees of warming. The Pacific Elders Voice Group has issued a statement warning that Australia's funding package of $2 billion to counter China's influence could fall apart if they do not improve their climate action. The organisation states the only way for Australia to reach the 2050 goal is to set a more ambitious 2035 target.
In international news, Montana has become the first US state to ban the TikTok app, with the recently signed bill taking effect on January 1, 2024. Republican Governor Greg Gianforte argued that the ban will protect the personal and private data of Montana citizens from the Chinese Communist Party. TikTok spokesperson Brooke Oberwetter labelled the ban as unlawful since it conflicts with USA's First Amendment regarding free speech. The company is yet to comment whether they will file a lawsuit.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger has no rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11. We'll be back on Monday with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.
Did you know the Australian Cultural Fund receives more than a